Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is 8:34. This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Debbie Monterey. A tragic story involving sonic booms and a private jet crash in the mountains of Virginia this weekend. We turn to CBS Mornings for more.
A startling incident in Washington, D.C., when fighter jets caused a sonic boom that shook entire neighborhoods. Six F-16 jets scrambled to intercept a small plane that had entered restricted airspace after making a strange U-turn. Federal investigators say the plane, a Cessna business jet, eventually crashed in Northern Virginia after flying over Washington, D.C. It appears there were no survivors. Jeff Begays is in Greenville, Virginia, not far from this crash site. Jeff, good morning. Seems like a very sad story. What are we learning?
Well, good morning, Tony. This is where that search was focused overnight. You can see behind me, it's a fairly rural area, and so investigators and search crews really didn't have a lot of light to work with as they were searching for that plane. We know this morning that there were four people on board the plane, and fighter jets were scrambled when the people on board did not respond to air traffic control. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, but today military officials insist that they did not shoot down that plane. A sonic boom startled the D.C. area on Sunday. It turned out to be F-16 fighter jets headed to assess a possible threat over the nation's capital. The FAA says that it was a Cessna Model 560, like the one you see here. It was headed from a municipal airport in Tennessee to Long Island MacArthur Airport in New York, when it reversed course, later flying through restricted airspace over Washington. According to a NORAD statement, the military jets responded to intercept the plane around 3:20 p.m. and even deployed flares to draw attention, but the pilot was unresponsive. By 3:30 p.m., Virginia State Police were headed toward the scene. It wasn't until nearly 8 p.m. that search teams reached the crash site on foot. Police said no survivors were found.
This has the signatures of some sort of incapacitation.
Robert Sumwalt chaired the National Transportation Safety Board from 2017 to 2021. One possible cause of the crash?
The airplane does not pressurize properly. The pilots become hypoxic, meaning, of course, lack of oxygen. They fall asleep, as do the passengers. Because of lack of oxygen, they perish. Meanwhile, the airplane continues.
The plane was registered to a Florida-based company owned by John and Barbara Rumpel. Speaking to the New York Times, John Rumpel said that his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were aboard the plane. And in a post on a Facebook page appearing to belong to Barbara Rumpel, she wrote, "My family is gone, my daughter and granddaughter," changing her profile picture to one that seemed to include both. The U.S. Capitol was briefly placed on an elevated posture when that plane breached D.C. airspace. It had been cruising at about 34,000 feet before it crashed. This morning, the search for victims has been suspended. It was suspended overnight as well. Now, experts we talked to say incidents like these are rare. However, they do happen once every 3 or 4 years. Vlad.
Such a horrible story, Jeff, sending love and light to the survivors, the family members who have to go on without their loved ones. Jeff, thank you very much.
Well, next, you hear him every weekend on KMOX. Now you can read Mike Brown's investment advice in a new book. We check in with him next. It's 8:38.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.